MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. The son of professional bull rider John Crimber somehow knew at a young age he wanted to follow in the footsteps of his father, Apollo, in 7 o'clock Saturday at Ruidoso Downs Racetrack. John Crimber and other young riders in the professional bull riders Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour compete for a chance to join big-name riders on the main PBR stage. The PWVT started in 2014. It's the sport's premier expansion series featuring young, emerging bull riding talent alongside some of the greats of the sport. Well, police shot and injured a man riding a bike last Thursday night in Artesia after police say he fired at them when they attempted to make a traffic stop. The shooting happened about 9 p.m. near West Missouri, West Dallas, and South 7th Streets on the south side of the city. Officers in the area attempting to stop the man on his bike when they said he pulled out a gun and shot at police. Police firing back, hitting the man, causing minor injuries. The initial release did not name the man who was shot. The man was arrested and taken to Artesia General Hospital for treatment, then to the Artesia Public Safety Complex. A woman accused of buying and selling meth was arrested Monday night on outstanding warrants in several cases. 43-year-old Sylvia Leyba of Roswell arrested at her 1600 block of Jackson Drive home. The charges range from trafficking controlled substances to robbery, battery, and intimidation of a witness. Chavez County Magistrate Judge Casey Rogers set bond for Leyba on charges in each of the three cases at a combined $150,000. As of Thursday, Leyba still being held at the Chavez County Detention Center. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.